Thank you, Clerk. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:55 a.m. Could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Chair Shaw?
Present. Thank you, Clerk. Next on the agenda is prayer. Vice Chair Hamilton, if you could take care of that for us, please.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I end off to Wakanda. Wakanda, thank you. Father, I ask you being in our heart and minds as we come together to people one dear watch, Lord. Please be with the families and homes represented here, the families that are dealing with mourning and sickness. Please lay your comforting healing hand upon them. Please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name. Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Vice Chair. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. The minutes are attached to the meeting invite. Please take a moment to review.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes dated April 10th, 2024.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. The minutes are approved. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda are payables. You have some information attached to the meeting notice regarding a frame or display case for one of the original copies of the Constitution. This is something that our budget analyst has been requesting for some time, so I'm going to turn it over to Jordan Frazier so he can walk us through the quotes.
Good morning, committee. We, as Second Speaker Shaw said, have an original copy of the Osage Nation Constitution in this office. Currently, it's being held in a drawer with no kind of humidity protection or anything like that to preserve it. So I have procured quotes from Gaylord Archival, and there are a couple of options, and you have some pictures, as Second Speaker Shaw said, attached along with the quotes of what the display case would look like. The siding on the case would be designed to match the furniture in the chamber, so it would look like the wood of your desk. And there are two quotes attached. One is for the cost of a wood veneer display case, and the other is for if the siding were laminate, so it's a little bit cheaper. The wood veneer is $6,881.53. That's all inclusive. It's to have it shipped down here from New York, I believe, and have the lighting and everything done. And then the cheaper option, the only difference is the siding. Like I said, it's a laminate siding, and it's $5,376.29. And I have Mary Ellen here from Gaylord Archival, should you have any questions about the display case. Also, one more thing, I've talked in the past with Marla about helping with humidity control and stuff like that, and she's offered the museum's services. They would track that for us since we don't have that expertise down here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Committee, do you have any questions for Jordan or for Ms. Dodge?
Chair.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. I know a lot of us have been able to visit different museums, archives, facilities, other tribes' archive facilities. I know Congressman Big Horse and I were, I think it was St. Louis or somewhere, where these glass cases, there's multiple glass cases that are kept in a room, and you have to put a mask on, you have to put gloves on, you go in there, and they pull them down from, it's impressive how they pull them down, and there's knobs, they undo them, and they open them up, and they let you view the document. You can't touch it, but they did have some, oh, Scott, I forget what it was, maybe some sacred objects that they had that they did let us handle and pick up.
Effigies,
thank you. And then I know Mary Brown at our archives, I really wish there was an opportunity for this company to go down and talk to Mary Brown, because I know we've got very sensitive documents from the Osage Nation from years and years ago that are being stored in boxes in a kind of a metal building down in Hominy, and they're exposed to the elements, which is a shame. And I know Mary Brown's been fighting. We went down to Citizens Potawatomi years ago and looked at their archives, and it was the same thing. They had the glass cases, humidity controlled. You went in there with a mask on, but that's how they preserved their documents. So I'm just saying, I know to come up to speed with a tribe like that or organizations like that, it'd be a tremendous expense. But I know the original Constitution is important, but we also have previous prior documents that warrant that same protection, in my opinion. And it'd be nice if the Osage Nation had an archives facility to go along with, you know, maybe the Citizens Potawatomi, it was located in their cultural center. And just an impressive place. I don't know if it belongs in a museum or if it belongs in archives. Being able to promote our archives facility, if we're ever going to build one, I don't know. But wanted to make those comments, and I know it's not cheap. And you want the best you can get and the best you can afford. But I don't know if this is going to be stored in archives or if it's going to be stored at the museum. And what is our thoughts as a Congress on these other multiple documents that we have down in Hominy that are in boxes on a shelf? So just wanted to make that comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. That is a very good point. And I hope at some point that we can pick that conversation back up. I believe that this company would be able to provide information, quotes, services for that type of protection for our documents. So I think it's a good conversation to have at some point.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Frazier.
Regarding the Constitution specifically, it's my understanding there are four copies, original copies of the Osage Nation Constitution, one for each branch, and then one is held in the archives. And so, given that this was the legislative branch's copy, that's why I thought it might be nice to have a display case for it down here where the legislative branch is housed.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to let our budget analysis know how much I thank him for thinking of this. Because we are down here every day shuffling through papers and looking for old documents. This is a document that is very, very important. And I have looked at the quotes, and I personally like the wood veneer because it would match our decor. However, I would like to talk to some of these other branches and see if they have a preference on a display case for their copy. I think that we can move forward with this one today, and then that could be a conversation later on down the road with the other branches. And I'm sure Mrs. Brown would She would love to have one down there for her copy, but like Congressman Tillman said, she has many, many documents, and all of those need to be assessed and made sure that they are kept in that proper humidity and air temperature and all those good things. So I'm excited to see this, and thank you, Madam Speaker, or Madam Chair.
Thank you, Congressman. Committee, any other comments, questions?
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman.
Ms. Dodge or Mr. Frazier, either one could answer this. I'm guessing that the picture examples that we have are of the veneer, like just the laminate-sided, I mean, the laminate-sided option as opposed to the wood option.
Yes, that is correct. When I originally had spoke with Mr. Frazier, he had mentioned matching the existing. So in order to be able to match the existing, we'd have to either start with some up-close pictures or something like that where we can try to get close, or alternatively, if I had some sort of a stain name, we can start with there, and it would be more or less we'd send an actual sample that you could hold next to one of the desks and just make sure we were close. The tricky thing with, I'm sure a lot of you know, with wood veneer is that wood grain is all different. So a change in grain can make one stain on one piece of wood look different than another one. So it can get a little tricky. But what we would do is, you know, go back and forth with samples just to get as close as we possibly can.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, our desks have, like, at the end panel, it's like a shaker style almost like a shaker style cabinet front. And then, yeah, hopefully they could get the stain to match. But yeah, I agree with Congressman Big Horse. I mean, having seen the pictures of the ones that are just the laminate siding, I too would probably prefer, even if we ever get to build a new building, I think the wood veneer front would look nice. Like if it was in the middle of the lobby or in chambers, it would just make a really nice display piece. I think it elevates it, but I think the wood is really versatile and can go pretty much anywhere we ever move ourselves to. So I would also be in favor of the wood rather than the laminate look.
Thank you very much. And I see that Mr. Aldridge is on the line, so I'm sure he has heard the discussion regarding archives and perhaps a conversation down the road regarding some protection. And perhaps he can, if he would like more information, we'll be happy to provide that to you, Mr. Aldridge. Committee?
Yes, ma'am. That'd be beneficial. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any other questions, comments, action? Yes.
Good morning, Ms. Dodge. You're located in Syracuse, New York? Hello, testing. Hello.
Sorry. Ms. Dodge, good morning.
Good morning.
You're located out of Syracuse, New York?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you work with any other Native American tribes?
Oh, I don't even think I could count them all.
Okay.
We absolutely do. We have done many, many cultural centers, and we work with a lot of the archives. In fact, we do work with your archives as well. We've got quite a long history with them. I personally have been with the company almost 20 years and have worked with all the tribes since the beginning.
Well, that's good to know, and I appreciate that. And in your opinion, you're 20 years, you're the expert kind of in this, and I don't know if it makes sense to come down and look at what we have and be able to work with our archives, our executive branch, and say, I don't know if piecemeal is the way to go or if that's the right word, but again, we've got a lot of things that probably need to be protected. I mean, here we are, we're sitting with our legislative original constitution sitting in a drawer. It's been there for a few years, and that's our fault. But I would be so encouraged if you could come to, you know, I don't know if it's possible to be able to at least have a conversation with our archives office department, our archives department, and get a feel for what they have in envision and your expertise to work together to come to, hey, this is something that we could do. And so everything will look uniform. I don't want us to pull a trigger and it looks dark wood and then someone else wants to do something else. But I don't know if that's a reality or not. But just do you follow where I'm going? If you could look at the whole big picture, I'd love to have an archives facility. I think it fits well with the cultural center that we're talking about. But when we were down at Citizens Potawatomie down in Shawnee, there were tourists coming through there, going through their cultural center. Then they would go over to their archives center. Then they'd stop by their gift shop, restaurant, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know. Even if we pull the trigger on this today, I still think it would be good if you could get together with the archives department and discuss with them maybe a plan to get those other sensitive documents secured as they should be.
I would absolutely love to. We're seeing more and more of the nations expanding their archives and their cultural centers, and just that they're bringing folks in and they're sharing their history and just the pride that's involved. In fact, just a couple months ago, I was working with Elk Valley out in California. And they started their project by bringing in just a few exhibit cases to put in their new bingo facility. And they have it on a side hallway. But what that does is then it gets people intrigued about the history, which then brings them over to the cultural center and library to show off the additional artifacts they have on display.
In fact, Chair, if I may, Mr. Aldridge, if this makes any sense to you, maybe, I mean, you'll have to get clearance, I'm sure, but to possibly reach out to Ms. Dodge and Gaylord Archival Company and just have a conversation with them and see what we can maybe possibly come up with, if that makes sense.
Yes, sir. I can attempt to work on that with the director down there and Marilyn.
Chair, that's all.
Thank you. Thank you, committee. Thank you for the discussion. Very important. And thank you, Mr. Frazier, for bringing this forth. Good discussion. Committee, anyone else? Questions, comments, action?
Chair?
Yes, Congressman.
I agree with my colleagues and thinking about the veneer, that's the wooden one, correct? Okay, if anyone...
Yes, that's correct.
...have any more discussion, I'd like to make a motion for this quote. Make a motion to approve the payable for the Gaylord Archival quote dated April 10th, 2024 in the amount of $6,881.53.
Second.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you, committee. And again, thank you, Mr. Frazier and Ms. Dodge for being with us today. Okay. Next on the agenda, number 6, proposed amendments to the legislative policies and procedures. This, again, was brought to us by our budget analyst, Mr. Frazier, and there is information attached to the meeting notice that should be helpful to you. So I'm going to let Mr. Frazier explain to you what he's requesting with this change.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The proposed amendments to the policies would strike the surplus policy and references to the surplus policy. In my understanding, in the absence of a legislative branch surplus policy, Congress would begin following the nation's policy. We've run these changes by Trey, and he had no objections. Currently, when we want to surplus equipment, I'm responsible for carrying that out. I list the items being disposed of on the legislative branch surplus webpage, which gets essentially no traffic, so we rarely receive bids. After a week or two, I'll remove the postings and transfer the items to our asset management department for disposal. If we do get a bid on a piece of furniture or a computer, then the bidder comes by the office and pays for the equipment, which per the policies is supposed to be logged as legislative branch income, but accounting will not log it as such, and instead they put the money in the donation fund. There are other issues with it. I won't get into too many details, but the nation does have an asset management department who could handle the entire process, and that was my hope in presenting this policy amendment to Second Speaker Shaw, is that they could be used like every other department uses them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Committee, questions, discussion?
Chair.
Congressman Tillman.
Okay, surplus policy. So surplus, is it basically office furniture, old computers, et cetera, those types of items?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so when we have those, they go to, you said to, was it capital assets, the executive branch? Or where it goes to the executive branch?
I have to go through and list each item we're wanting to surplus,
right,
on the website. And then if someone wants to make a bid, they make the bid through me.
And that's never happened.
It has happened. It's just rare. Most of the time it doesn't happen. But occasionally we will receive a bid, and they bring the money to me, and I take the money to accounting, and they put it in the donation fund. If nobody bids on anything, then at that point I do go ahead and I have the green light to transfer it to the asset management department, the executive branch's asset management department.
Then what do they do with it?
I don't know after that. I think they usually throw it away.
So this change would essentially eliminate all those steps and we would keep it ourselves. Is that right?
Madam Chair.
From what I understand, this step would eliminate our handling and the need for us to place and accept bids on the legislative section of our website. It would take out that process and would immediately be turned over to the asset folks. Is that correct, Mr. Frazier?
Yes, ma'am.
So it would take our process, it would take us out of the asset management or surplus disposal business.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Frazier.
If you would like, I could ask Timmy Goodfox, who runs the asset management department, to come at a future meeting and get into more detail of what their process is like, if that's a question.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman.
I personally think after listening to you talk about it, I think switching and amending this policy and just kind of taking it out completely, it just sounds like a much more efficient way to operate. We're duplicating actions, essentially, for our little small branch down here and our little small operation, and they do this on a much larger operation. So to me, it just sounds like a step in the right direction to be more efficient with handling our assets, because to me it sounds like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, like at this point, like when we try to put it out for a bid, when we give it to them, they can dispose of it because we've already done that whole process. They, I guess, then could go ahead and put it out for a bid and still possibly reap some benefit from it, but it would be them handling the whole process when they do that on a daily basis rather than us having to manage it. And also, it maybe not coming back to benefit the, you know, not getting any gain or not gain return from it. If they're managing it, there's a potential that some of that equipment could actually have a little bit of a return, so, and be used again or something. So I just see it as a step in being more efficient and function, because we're a lot smaller and have a lot fewer assets that we probably need to transfer over anyway, and the nation deals with this on a much larger scale. So I think it sounds like a smart move, in my opinion. I don't think there's, I mean, it would be nice if Timmy wants to come and explain his processes, but I don't know if he needs to do that in this instance, because it sounds like they have a pretty good system in place and we're just leaning into them for their larger processes that make it more efficient for us.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Committee. Yes, Congressman Tillman.
I would just like to thank Congresswoman Redcorn for her comments. That makes a whole lot more sense than I could wrap my brain around. So thank you. I agree.
Thank you very much, committee. Any other questions, comments, action?
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Redcorn.
What action? Would you just need motion to approve this change to the policies? Okay. Yes. I would like to make a motion then to approve this legislative policy and procedure change. He'll be striking the surplus policy and then the language within those policies that reflects that throughout.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion, committee? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, no. Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Next on the agenda is adjournment. Yes.
I just wanted to bring up the Thursday night event. If there is an interest, there is a Greenwood Cultural Center Legacy Award Dinner. Thursday, April 18th, reception at 6:30, dinner at 7. And I was sent the sponsorship form this morning. If Congress is interested in a table, would this need a CA approval? Or, I mean, I don't even know if there's interest. I just wanted to get the word out there that if Congress members are interested in attending this event, I know Congressman Big Horse is attending to perform. Tickets are $150 each, or we have the opportunity to purchase a table.
How much is a table?
It starts off at $2,500 for up to 10 tickets.
Are you requesting that Congress purchase the table for congressional members to attend?
I was just getting the word out. I don't have a preference. If any other Congress members wanted to go, I just want to know it's out there.
Sure. Thank you. Good information. And the award that's being given to, I believe it's being presented to Chief Standing Bear. Do you know anything about the award as far as what it is for?
From the flyer, let me see. All it says is Greenwood Cultural Center Legacy Award Dinner honoring the Osage Nation and accepted on behalf of the Osage Nation, Principal Chief Jeffrey Standenbear. I think they're just acknowledging the Osage Nation and that's all I've got.
So. Okay. Very good. Thank you, committee.
Chair.
Yes, Congressman Tillman.
Yes, thank you. And yeah, it sounds like a wonderful event. I mean, but I just sometimes we get hit with things 2 days in advance. And, you know, I didn't know anything about this. And it makes it, I mean, I can't attend. I don't know if executive has a table. I don't know. But before you'd pass maybe something out for $2,500, you'd probably have to rush around and get other members of Congress, see how they feel about it. But what a wonderful opportunity to, you know, to expose the Osage Nation in a really positive light. But again, I wish I'd have known about it a little bit sooner. But it does sound like a very good event. That's all, Chair.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
I didn't see the invite either. Is it they are honoring the Osage Nation? Is that what this organization is doing? Because I think, you know, when you go back to the race riot massacre that happened back in 1920 or whenever that was, you know, the corner of the Osage Reservation is right there in downtown Tulsa. So I don't know if when all that, like they said, like I think maybe 50 city blocks were burnt and destroyed. So I don't know if part of that destruction was on our reservation or not. I have never heard that part of the history. But I do know that the core of our reservation is right there in downtown Tulsa. Just maybe a half a block away from where some of the remnants of some of those old foundations and stairs are to those homes where they used to be. Just a thought about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. I'm looking at the website, and it says, join us for a night of honoring the legacy of those who have made a lasting impact in our community at the Legacy Award Dinner. And then it shows two awardees, one of them being our Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear. I think that if the committee would like to purchase a table, I'm not sure if we'd be able to fill it by this point. So it's kind of risky, I guess, in that sense. But I do think it would be nice for us to be there to support not only our singers, but Chief Standing Bear in this award. So, Congresswoman Stapler says she will attend. Committee?
I just wanted to let members know that's going on. If there's no interest on a table, maybe individual tickets can be purchased if there's interest. With that being said, that's all I have. If you're ready for adjournment.
Okay, committee, if there's no action to move forward with the table, then I'll without objection, adjourn this meeting. Thank you so much for your time, and have a great day.